Well, as Diamond Insight takes us to Illinois with freshman outfielder Willie Argo. Willie, you homered in your first three career at-bats, and those games were at LSU. What do you remember about that day?
I remember everything pretty clearly, but it was pretty nuts. You know, hit the first one, couldn't really believe it. Hit the second one, and the second one was real high and just kind of drifted out, and I was like, still pretty unbelievable. And then the third one, I hit it, and you know, I watched the video. I'm just laughing when I'm rounding the bases. It was probably a little luck, but it was a pretty cool feeling too.
You and your Illinois teammates ended up taking two out of three games from the top-ranked Tigers that weekend. What was that whole experience like for you guys?
It was awesome for us, you know, as a team and for the program. We went down to Baton Rouge, and, you know, we knew they were a good team, but we weren't intimidated at all. They had 10,500 fans at the first game, and we came ready to play, and we gave them our best shot, and, you know, we were able to take two games off them, which was huge, but, you know, we got to keep it rolling every week.
How does that compare to homering in the Little League World Series, which you did back in 2001?
I don't really remember that one too well. I kind of remember that I barely got out and hit a statue. But I think this was probably cooler, probably because it wasn't on a 200-foot fence, and there were a lot more people in attendance. But you know, both of them were pretty cool and something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. So it was pretty comparable, I guess.
Well, talk about that a little bit. You said there were a few more people there, just the crowds at LSU. What's that environment like?
Oh, it was awesome, and I thought they were pretty funny. They were you know, yelling insults about me that, you know, things about me I didn't even know. They knew how many brothers I had. They knew my mom's name. You know, they knew everything about me, and it was fun hearing those fans. And, you know, when we beat them, they were pretty upset and yelling at us, but it was awesome.
You didn't play in your team's first seven games of the season, but you've been on a tear pretty much ever since. What took you so long to get into the lineup?
You know, just some things with the team. Had to work out, but you know, once I started traveling, I had to make an impact and, you know, do the best I could to get in the lineup every day. And you know, I started out real hot, but it's, you know, cooled down a little bit, and I think I got to pick it up if I want to keep playing every day.
What has been the biggest adjustment for you so far, going from high school to college baseball?
You know, it's a lot of the same things I'm seeing. You know, with that hot start you were talking about, I'm starting to see a lot of breaking balls and things like that, and that's a lot of what I saw in high school. But in college, they're better and they can throw them for strikes, so it's a little more difficult. But I think I'm learning, or at least trying to learn every day, and I think that if I keep working hard, you know, I'll get the hang of it a little more and get used to it.
Part of this early success now, you were in Sports Illustrated in the Faces in the Crowd segment. What'd your teammates think about that?
I was surprised I didn't get a little more crap about that. But, you know, they were just like, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. They thought it was cool, and you know, I thought it was cool, and my friends were texting me and telling me they saw it and stuff. So, you know, they weren't too bad about it.
You were drafted by Arizona in the 49th round out of high school. Did you give serious consideration to maybe signing out of high school?
You know, I would have if it would have been a lot higher.
Yeah.
And, you know, more money. But with the round that I was taken in, and I they didn't even make an offer to me. So, you know, I decided to come to college, and I think I needed college just to, you know, really hone my skills, because I'm a pretty raw, as a baseball player, I played four sports in high school and, you know, all my life growing up. And I think this time with just playing baseball has really helped me improve as a player.
You've been in Florida quite a bit this first month of the season. Are you excited now to get into Big Ten Conference play?
Well, I miss Florida a little bit, but yeah, I'm really excited to start Big Ten play. You know, from what I hear, it's a dogfight. We're going to have to come ready to play every day if we want to get a Big Ten title and put ourselves in position to get into regional. So I'm very excited to start Big Ten play.
You haven't played in college baseball for long, Willie, but what's been the best thing so far about being a college baseball player?
I like the meal money, but probably the best thing was definitely going down to LSU and playing in front of 10,500 people. I've never seen that many people in one place in my life, and, you know, going down there and playing against LSU and beating them was definitely the best thing I've experienced so far in college.
What's the toughest thing so far about being a college baseball player?
I think it's the adjustments, you know, the adjustments you have to make every day, because people, you know, they know what you can hit and what you can't, and they're going to try their best to get you out, and, you know, these guys are good too, and they're doing their best to get you out, and just making the adjustment every day and working to be better every day is tough.
Willie, before we wrap it up, I want to do some word association with you. I'll toss some things at you, and you tell me what comes to mind, all right?
Okay.
We're going to start with some teammates. Brandon Wyckoff.
Short.
He'll be happy to hear that, I'm sure. Josh Parr.
Crazy.
Illinois baseball.
Scrappy.
hitting 3 home runs in your first college game.
Unbelievable.
LSU baseball fans.
Funny.
Your hometown, Davenport, Iowa.
I don't know. This is tough. Fun.
And the last one, Willie Argo.
Oh, man. Big.
All right, Willie Argo from the Illinois baseball team. Best of luck to you as you continue your freshman season and beyond.
All right, thank you.